USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
My judicial philosophy is straightforward. A judge must be independent and must interpret the law, not make the law.
That's the president's choice as Supreme Court nominee announced last night. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The president speaking at the White House in prime time.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Kavanaugh, who went to Yale undergrad in Yale Law, is 53 years old, married with two daughters.
Kavanaugh has been on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals since 2003. Latest reports from Thailand, 9 people now freed from that flooded cave. Rescuers were able to bring out another person today, more than 2 weeks after 12 members of a soccer team and their coach became trapped. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump is about to visit Great Britain when there's a bit of turmoil there, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
President Trump is said to be looking forward to his working visit to London with Prime Minister Theresa May. First, it was David Davis stepping down as Britain's Brexit minister. Then Foreign Minister Boris Johnson resigned, replaced by Jeremy Hunt, who spoke about his new duties.
My principal job at a time of massive importance for our country is to stand four square behind the Prime Minister so that we can get through an agreement with the European Union based on what was agreed by the Cabinet last week.
I'm John Clemens.
President Trump setting out on that big European trip today. The first stop is a NATO summit in Brussels. Then he'll hit Great Britain on Thursday. On the evening of July 15th, he's to fly to Helsinki, Finland, for a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin the following day. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Starbucks in the news as the coffee company getting rid of plastic straws. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
As restaurants are being urged to get rid of plastic straws and other plastic items because environmentalists say they never fully biodegrade and often end up in the ocean, the coffee house giant has announced it is going to phase out plastic straws at all of its locations by 2020, and it will eliminate more than a billion plastic straws a year in the process. To get rid of straws, Starbucks is getting away from the flat plastic lids it's long used on its drinks. Instead, it will use lids with a raised lid that people can drink from, lids that have been compared to an adult sippy cup. Now, Starbucks says it will still serve Frappuccino drinks with plastic lids, but they'll come with straws made of paper or plastic that can be composted. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices up a penny over the last week. USA Radio's John Clemens with details.
The biggest increases occurred in Delaware, where the price shot up 9 cents. Motors in Alabama, South Carolina, and in Mississippi enjoy the lowest prices at $2.53 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy tells us about last year.
The national average 1 year ago, $2.27 a gallon. That sounds like a terrific bargain. Americans shelling out about $1 billion every 4 days more than what they spent a year ago. Prices remain down 8 cents a gallon nationally versus a month ago.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA Radio News.